5 bundles. Some restrictions may apply. Call for details.
He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're live. It is already the 11th day. Or is it the 10th day? I can't keep track anymore. I'll tell you what's happened. I'm incredibly frustrated right now. I had found about 10 different news clips from around the U.S., just in the last 3 or 4 hours today before I came up here, of local newscasts showing police training to round up Americans and put us in camps and to ride us down with horses and to fire on us with the sound guns and microwave cannons. I found a bunch of clips that I'd never seen before doing deep searches on YouTube and Google, and I had noticed that my printer wasn't printing the articles because I was going to bring them down here and have them put clips of it in the computer so we could play it on air. And then right before I came down here, I noticed that the whole computer just crashed, just died. I called the Apple store, and they said that I have that Apple Care, and they said, oh, we have Macs and PCs at my house. And they said, that just means your computer's completely fried. It's not connected to the hard drive. And so right up until about 10 seconds before I came on air, I was trying to find these clips again. And guess what? I couldn't find them again. And it made me really mad. So I'm in a really bad mood right now, and just as I came on air, I thought, it might be nice if I can tell people what day it is. What day is it? Yeah, it's the 10th. Okay, I was right then. It's the 10th day of February 2008, and at a certain point, there's not even a reason to be here. They're spying on us, and the borders are wide open, and they're putting up face scanning cameras everywhere and reading our license plates. And I've been to the urban warfare drills for a decade with the police and military trained together to take our children away from us and put us in concentration camps. And I've made films about it. And I was really thinking today, why am I even coming in here to play these clips to people? Why am I even trying to prove this to anyone? Creeping evil going on all around us. And I just personally am sick of it. I am sick and tired of everything that's happening in our society. Of course, the good news is that a lot of people are becoming aware of what's going on. I don't know if people are waking up fast enough to what's happening. I mean, these are the type of articles I have. Police randomly swabbing people for DNA databases. FBI deputizes private contractors with extraordinary powers, including shoot-to-kill orders for martial law. Department of Homeland Security official says you'll need a national ID card to buy cold medicine. Total federalization of our lives. The British government has now been caught spying on members of parliament. They just spy on the members of parliament. Of course, our government spies on Congress, too. It's not our government. It's just private intelligence agencies that are totally criminal, that work for the big private central banks that own and run this country. It is really that simple. And you know, people say I freak out, I yell and scream, I get upset. You go to an urban warfare drill and you watch Marines training to take your guns, and the role players they've hired, the actors they've hired, are saying they're Americans, and the Marines will admit they're trained to do this right here in America. And then I've got mainstream news reports now, but the reports are saying it's good and that it's a good thing. No, folks, it's not a good thing. And this whole thing is being set up. This whole system is being set up for the American people. I mean, you go to the drills, you go to the training, it's about us. It's about the citizens of this country. Newscast after newscast today I found, and I'm going to find them. You better believe you're going to hear them here next week. Newscast after, I mean, I've actually found some, but these are old ones we play. I found a bunch of new ones, and it really upset me that all over the country, the military and the police, to just absolutely enslave the American people. It's upsetting to me. And at a certain point, I just get sick of talking about it. At a certain point, I'm just disgusted. And I wish there was some free country I could go to. But the whole world is falling under this new world order. The whole world is being swallowed up by this. And it's a very upsetting situation. At the end of the day, just to realize that no matter whatever else is going good in my life, I've got these criminals running the government that are literally leering over me and my whole family and you, even if you don't know it. And then I see just the ignorance of people politically. John McCain has 800 and something delegates. Ron Paul has less than 50 delegates. McCain only needs 1,100 and change to lock up the Republican nomination. And John McCain is pro-gun control, pro-open borders. He has a voting record, not his rhetoric, but his voting record, quote, as big government and liberal statist, whatever you want to call it, as Hillary Clinton. His whole war record's fake on the face of it. And then Ron Paul comes out Friday, and we'll read you his statement here on air, and a lot of Ron Paul supporters can't even understand what he's saying when it's in clear English. So we'll go over that today as well. I mean, we get so focused, though, on the presidential campaigns. We get 50, 60% turnout on average. 50, 60% turnout for presidential elections, the big dog and pony show, but 8% locally. And it happens throughout history. It happens all the time. It's the norm. I'm here to give you the news flash. Criminals took over your government. And they've got a bunch of well-meaning, dumbed-down saps that run the system and who are compartmentalized, and most of them think they're doing a good thing. They're too dumb, and then there's this toady society. I mean, I've got all these newscasts where they're training the kids to tattle on their parents and just the Stasi society. It just makes me sick. It makes me sick that it's gone this far. So we'll open the phones up today and get your take on Ron Paul, where that campaign's going from here. We will also get into some good news. Last Monday, I interviewed Willie Nelson. And I'll tell you how that came about and also play a 10-minute clip of the hour-long interview I did with him. Mr. Nelson came on and talked about how he believes 9/11 is an inside job. He also talked about how he believes that the government's setting up for martial law. So it's great to know that Willie Nelson's been a listener for many years and that Willie Nelson is a supporter of the show. I actually knew that a few months ago, but I wasn't going to go on air and talk about it because it just sounded unbelievable. We'll just play him actually saying it and talking about it. So there are a lot of prominent people behind the scenes I've met and gotten a chance to talk to who are very informed about what's going on, but they're too afraid to go public, like Mr. Nelson and others have who are prominent. People say, well, who cares what a celebrity has to say? Well, you know, everybody cares what a celebrity has to say about what beer they drink or what boots they wear. But if it's controversial against the government and the media says, we don't want to hear what a celebrity has to say. Well, he's an accomplished musician, film actor, and icon, so it is news. I mean, plus, people don't ignore Willie Nelson. They ignore former prime ministers, presidents, heads of CIA sections saying 9/11 is an inside job. So Willie put himself out there for ridicule to try to wake you up. That's coming up, too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, your phone calls are coming up in the next segment at 877-590-5525. Some of the news I'm going to be covering right now. Paul concedes race, sort of, is the New York Times headline. Probably 100 other papers had. I literally scanned through like 50 of them last night. I just went on and on saying the same thing. Ron Paul drops out, on and on. Well, let's just go ahead and read you what Ron Paul actually said. They have excerpt 7 of the New York Times, or you can go to the Ron Paul website, the presidential run website, and read it for yourself. Paul concedes, sort of, in a message to supporters sent out just before 11 p.m. Friday night. Representative Ron Paul, a long-shot GOP candidate from Texas, basically conceded that he's not going to win the primary nomination. That said, he's scaling back his campaign, but not entirely. He said, with Romney gone, the chances of a broker convention are nearly zero. I kept telling people that last week, and they just wouldn't believe me. But that does not affect my determination to fight on every caucus and primary remaining at the convention for our ideas. See, that means to, in debates and events, to be there and inject the anti-war view, the explaining that the private banks have devalued the dollar, the North American Union, things like that. With just as many delegates as I can get, but with so many primaries and caucuses now over, we do not need so big a national campaign staff. So I am making it leaner and tighter. Then the New York Times comments, Mr. Paul clearly stated that he will not run as a third-party candidate right now. His priorities are serving the residents in his Texas congressional district and winning re-election. Quote, this is from Ron Paul, if I were to lose the primary for my congressional seat, all our opponents would react with glee and pretend it was a rejection of our ideas. And the New York Times goes on from there. From what we can make of that letter, Mr. Paul is staying in the race on a periphery level so he can keep participating in policy discussions. And they went on to add, and maybe use up all the money he's amassed. In the presidential race and the congressional race, I need your support, Paul says. As always, Mr. Paul wrote, and I have plans to continue fighting for our ideas in politics and education, and I will share with you when I can, for I will need you at my side. In the meantime, onward and upward, the neocons, the warmongers, the socialists, the advocates of inflation will be hearing from you and me. Okay. We have a story up on PrisonPlanet.com, why Ron Paul has all but suspended his presidential campaign. Now, let me basically explain what that means. Let me basically go through that. Brokered conventions, we haven't had one since 1948. Each state has a number of delegates. Some of you, I know, understand this. Some of us don't. So let me just be basic. The primaries are where the Democrats try to pick their candidate, and they have a battle nationwide, state by state. And then you have the Republican primaries where they battle it out. Okay, now if McCain gets a little over 1,100 delegates, he has it locked. Right now, he has more than 800. Ron Paul has less than 50 right now. So you do the math. Ron Paul has 50. McCain has 800. He's only a couple hundred away from locking it up. Now, a broker convention would be, let's say Ron Paul had 700 and something delegates, and McCain had 800 and something delegates, a close race. Then they would try to have a broker convention where if you can't get the number you need to go over that 1,100 mark, then you have a battle where they fight over delegates and where there's this exchange and where, I guess, Ron Paul delegates would try to go and get people to switch over to John McCain or fill those places. That can only happen in close elections. And when it has happened in the last 100 years, and it hadn't happened in over 50, the media jumps on whoever doesn't have the majority of the delegates and acts like they're trying to steal the election. So there will be no broker convention, and Ron Paul has now told you that. He said nearly zero chance of a broker convention. It's like we're generals here commanding armies that don't exist. It just isn't reality-based, and I refuse to be part of Kool-Aid drinking behavior. Okay? Now, let's expand out onto that. Ron Paul could run third party. The only shot he has now, the only shot he had, was to start running for a third party. He has the infrastructure. He has the grassroots. He has the proven money-raising capacity to do it. And talking to the head of the campaign, Kent Snyder, 2 weeks ago, he said they were considering it after they saw what happened in Super Tuesday. Suddenly, last week, I was interviewing his communications director, Jesse Benton, during the weekday show, and he said that They're not looking at a third party that wasn't going to happen. I thought that's interesting. From higher up the chain, we were getting noises from Ron Paul and Ken Snyder. They were considering it. And he said, well, we're now focusing a lot on the congressional seat where there's been a lot of treachery and big Republican machine, and people that said they wouldn't run against him are now doing it. The mayor down there in Texas City, down by Galveston, where about half his district is located. That is, half the people in his district are located. It's all gerrymandered. And he's now in a tough fight down there. So if Ron Paul runs as an independent, the Republican Party can throw him out, and then he'd have to run for his congressional seat as an independent. Texas has the LBJ law that he put in for himself where you can run for House or Senate while you're running for president. Because he did that once. There's only two states you can do it, and one of them is Texas. But if Ron Paul goes into a third party, he then has to run simultaneously for Congress in a third party, and it is a dangerous move to do. So he's taking the safe bet. He is going for his congressional seat, trying to win that, but he does have close to $8 million reportedly left, and so he wants to try to spend that and see what happens. I mean, it could come out tomorrow that McCain, this is a long shot, you know, that McCain's got some dirt on him, and we know about Keating Five and the mob and the rest of it, but he had in trouble for that. We know about him being an anti-gun guy and pro-open border, but Kool-Aid drinking neoconservatives, that's, I mean, we've got Limbaugh and Ann Coulter endorsing Hillary now, so, I mean, I told you for years you'd see that happen. Fox News, Roger Ailes, they've all been having fundraisers for 5-6 years. I've been telling you that. People are now got their mouths hanging open watching it. Limbaugh and Coulter are now trying to back off and say they were joking. They weren't joking. Are those jokes when the White House helps write Hillary speeches? Is that jokes when they're advising her? They're all CIA, folks. Cord Meyer, CIA section chief out of England, recruited Hillary and Bill in 1968. We have the documents. It's a stage deal. And the only primary that isn't basically cinched up now is Democratic. And Hillary is leading with delegates, but in money, Obama's leading. But Hillary is the anointed one. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to continue to break this down. Then we're going to go to Neil, Clint, Mark, Andrew, Steve, and many others at 877-590-5525. Yeah, these are just the facts. And that's why people tune into this show. As Ron Paul supporters, I know you don't want to hear bull. I am hearing quite a lot of bull from talk show hosts and others that claim they're supporters of Ron Paul, and they're feeding you a line. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You know, we asked Ron Paul to run more than a year ago against overwhelming odds. He did run. He's put up an amazing fight. He's going to fight on in the primaries for ideas to inject real issues into the debate to show how the Republicans and Democrats are lockstep behind their globalist corporate masters. He needs to defend his congressional seat from right here in Texas as well so that he can represent the tens of millions of people that have woken up into the political process. That's the bottom line. Now, I'm going to take a bunch of your calls, and I'm going to get back into the basic analysis of what Ron Paul has done, what he has announced, and the facts. There is going to be no broker convention with Ron Paul. He said that himself. Then the only avenue he had left, he's got 50 delegates or less, and McCain's got 800 and something. He only needs to get 1,100 and something. Go look at the numbers for yourself. Okay, so if he isn't going to run third party, then very soon he'll be out of this race. But he intends to stay in it all the way to the convention so he can be part of the convention. And that's fine and dandy. But we're just reporting the facts here. And frankly, the New York Times is reporting the facts when they say Paul concedes race, sort of. That's what every other political analyst that looked at this came away from it with. In fact, you know what? I know we got loaded phone lines. And I'm going to go to everybody, but let me just go ahead and read this article now. Or should I get to it after I take calls? Because I think the article that Paul Watson and I wrote yesterday breaks it down best. Yeah, let me just do that now instead of keeping people hanging there. Why has Ron Paul all but suspended his presidential campaign? Congressman makes a shrewd decision to safeguard amazing progress made by retaining congressional seat. So we need to be talking now about how to keep the Ron Paul revolution, the thousands of meetup groups, the hundreds of thousands of people that are in them, all the MySpace accounts, all the organizations, the grassroots, the record fundraising mechanisms. How do we keep that going? How do we continue and take this huge grassroots movement and fight the North American Union with it? Congressman Ron Paul's decision to essentially suspend his presidential campaign and focus instead on safeguarding his congressional seat will confuse and disappoint many of his supporters while delighting establishment media debunkers. But the truth of how far we have progressed and the reality of the battles that lie ahead show that the campaign has made a shrewd decision. After months of media censorship, smear attacks, and dirty tricks, and no doubt election fraud, I would add, Ron Paul was essentially left with four choices. One, drop out of the Republican race altogether and allow the establishment to claim a hollow victory while disappointing his legions of supporters. This was never going to happen. Drop out of the Republican race and run as a third-party candidate up against Hillary and McCain. Paul would have a 20-30% chance of success, but would have immediately endangered his congressional seat. Seek to capitalize on a broker convention should the Republicans' conservative base move against the left-leaning McCain. This was always a remote option because to have any chances of success, Paul would have to have had to have been trailing McCain by just a few percentage points in primary results, which is not the case. This is number four in what he decided to do. Stay in the presidential race in the hope that a scandal would cripple McCain and leave Paul going head-to-head with Huckabee, but essentially shift all campaigning efforts to focus on his congressional seat, which is now under great threat. And that's what he did. And something may still happen. But looking at these four options, I have to tell you it is the safest direction, and he is gone. A rearguard action in Texas where the party machinery and the media are going after him big time, and I live here and they are, let me tell you. While continuing to make sure that real issues of anti-war, pro, you know, the majority of the troops, he got more campaign contributions from the troops than and from veterans than all the Republican candidates combined. This is amazing. So he needs to stay in there, and he is staying in there, to continue educating and to continue making sure that constitutional ideals are injected. But if he did a third party, he would have a slight chance, some chance, to stay in it presidentially, but he would probably lose his congressional seat. Now I ask you, what should Ron Paul do? Paul rightfully picked the fourth option and is going, and in doing so, has adopted a rearguard stance to safeguard the influence he has already accrued as a result of appearing in the debates on the campaign trail. Should he retain his seat, Paul will return to Congress with the backing of a gigantic grassroots following, the likes of which has not been enjoyed by any other politician in recent times. The congressman summed it up in a passage of his press release last night. I also have another priority. I have constituents in my home district that I must serve. I cannot and will not let them down, and I have another battle I must face here as well. If I were to lose the primary for my congressional seat, all our opponents would react with glee and pretend it was a rejection of our ideas. I cannot and will not let that happen. And the article continues on from there. Let me just read the rest of it. Paul's Texas District 14 congressional seat is being challenged by pro-war neocon Chris Peden, who deceived the congressman by going back on his word that he would not run against Paul during the presidential race. The Paul campaign have evaluated the circumstances and the consequences of losing the congressional seat and have responded accordingly. In shifting the focus of his campaign, Paul will still be able to use the millions raised in his name to hold his district, and he will still appear in national debates to educate people about the real power structure that seeks to control and dominate us. Undoubtedly, a certain portion of Ron Paul's supporters will feel disappointed and let down by the fact that the congressman is all but suspending his presidential campaign, and most of these individuals will be new to politics. They need to understand that we cannot and will not win the game with the first roll of the dice. America was not gutted overnight, and it will not be restored overnight. Absolutely. People are talking about the Federal Reserve being private. They're talking about world government. They're talking about NAFTA superhighways. They're talking about the inflation tax. They're talking about how both parties are pro-war, despite the fact that 75 to 80% of the public, depending on the poll, are against the war. He has done a great job. You have done a great job. But you asked him to get in the arena. You asked him to fight, okay, against incredible odds, and you can't be sore losers in the end. We have made great strides instead of just letting the two parties stage manage a dog and pony show. Also, we've proven election fraud, and he said it was definitely there in Louisiana. They cheated him in Nevada, saying he only got fourth place when he really got second place. That's now been admitted. People have now learned. You know, people always email me and call me and write me and say, why are you saying there's election fraud coast to coast, but we should still vote? Because by having poll watchers, by voting, by being involved in the political process, we educate people that there is fraud. You see, we have to be in the arena, even if it's a stacked deck. We can't just give up. People are going to prison for election fraud in Ohio from the presidential election, as we said they would. People are in deep trouble in New Hampshire for what went on there. The population is being educated right now about what's going on. If we don't fight back, and if we don't stay in the fight, that doesn't happen. The Ron Paul Revolution was the first major salvo in a battle for our freedom that will never end. What we are fighting is a war of ideas, an information war, and a game of brinksmanship. The fact that Ron Paul's message resonated and woke up millions of people is a victory in itself and provides us with a niche with which to focus and continue our efforts. The focus now shifts the congressional race, and if we can help Ron Paul retain his seat, then the power of our message will be amplified in Congress, especially even when Hillary Clinton is anointed in the White House and continues the same policies we saw under Bush. It is essential and shrewd to maintain a positive attitude and consider how far along the path we have traveled in the pursuit of restoring liberty. A powerful message has been broadcast to those who would attempt to enslave us that we are here and that we will be, and that there will be a reaction, and that our numbers and influence will only continue to grow, presidential race or no presidential race. As we have said all along, this is not about a political campaign. This is about 2008, and this is not even about Ron Paul. This is about an idea that surpasses the transitory nature of a presidential election, and one which can not and will not be stopped, no matter what the circumstances. As Ron Paul says himself, the revolution is permanent. It will not end at the Republican convention. It will not end in November. It will not end until we have won the great battle on which we have embarked. We'll be right back after this quick break. I'll go directly to the loaded phone line. Stay with me.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back live. I interviewed Willie Nelson on Monday. I'll tell you about that and play some excerpts. I haven't done that yet since I had him on. Coming up in the second hour, dealing with 9/11 truth. Willie thinks it's an inside job. Tell you who else thinks so. But right now, let's go to your calls at 877-590-5525. Let's go ahead and talk to Neil in New York. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? My name is Neil, not Neil, but I got that mixed up. How you doing today?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
I want to show one of your films. It's Endgame in my school at Hudson County Community College, and I would just like to have your endorsement and your consent.
Yeah, it's for free on Google Video. I give the consent to everybody to show it to whoever they want.
No, I don't want to buy the hard copy. I went in Barnes & Noble today, and I couldn't find it, so I probably have to order online.
Yeah, it's been in Barnes & Nobles and all those places, but it's been in Best Buy, but I think most stores order like 5-6 copies, and then they sell out.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, you see all these movies about Die Hard and this and that, and then your movie Endgame is only 5-6 copies selling in stock. It's really sad about this government and government and people who I try to tell them, wake them up, and tell them about Willie Nelson, tell them about what President Bush does when he's occult and Bohemian Grove. But they look like I'm crazy.
Well, so what? You know, let them be slaves. They like having their dollar devalued. They like being shot up with mercury vaccines. They like drinking sodium fluoride. They like it. So just let them like it. Feel free to show it at your school, sir. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to Clint. And, Clint, where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling from Missouri, Alex.
Welcome.
It's been a while since I talked to you, but I listen often. I used to have a lot more time to call you. I got to tell you, this whole thing has left a bad taste in my mouth because I just feel like Paul has abandoned us and has retreated to Texas to save Texas, and I don't agree with the idea that millions of hardworking Americans have donated their money to for him to run for president and then turn around and use it in a congressional race. I voted for him. I did. But I don't agree with that.
Well, we're not even sure that's what's happening. And he says he's going to keep spending it in the presidential race. He's staying in the presidential race. It's just he doesn't have much of a prayer of winning it now, sir.
Well, I know he doesn't, but I also felt like his campaign kind of botched it. Even though it's not right that it works this way, I don't know why they just didn't use a very large portion of that money in either New Hampshire or South Carolina to try and get an early win so that the public might possibly back him more.
Well, they did try, and it was clearly fraud in New Hampshire, but I understand your concerns. Listen, it's not fun to lose, but we won in the war of ideas. We could have just laid there. And look at what the grassroots did. Just an example of what the grassroots can do, and that the American people don't want this tyranny. Breaking all those fundraising records, $6.4 million in one day. That broke all records. That was small donations. Okay? I mean, let's let this flesh out a little bit before we get mad. All righty, let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Los Angeles. You're on the air, Steve. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, first of all, I heard at the front of your show you were a little discouraged, and I just wanted to tell you there is hope. I've been laughed at by my wife for, you know, a couple of years now since I've been listening to you, and I gave her a copy of Creature from Jekyll Island, and it has totally changed her way of thinking, and she's now out telling everybody she knows about the Federal Reserve, so there is hope.
That's right. A great book by G. Edward Griffin about the private nature and how the Federal Reserve took over.
Right. Excellent book. Anyway, about Ron Paul. I'm a supporter out here in California. I'm driving around with a bumper sticker. I'm talking to as many people as I can. And, you know, I got to tell you, I feel just like the last caller that Ron Paul's taking the donations and kind of retreating back to his congressional seat to save it. And I understand the logic and I understand where you're coming from with that, but I just wanted to throw out a couple of ideas here. The first is, you know, Ron Paul is not the brand name of this revolution. It belongs to all of us and as the people, as American citizens. And Ron Paul is not the only one who can stand up for us. We can throw our support behind other candidates. If Ron Paul isn't willing to do a third party run, we still need to have a horse in the race. Now, let me just point your attention to somebody who you know, who's been on your show, Cynthia McKinney. She's never backed away from 9/11 Truth. She's never backed away from DynCorp. And I've seen her stand up in Congress and confront Donald Rumsfeld. She has got more courage than anybody who's ever held, as far as I'm concerned, that holds a seat in Congress. And she has given up her local seat. You know, she sacrificed her local seat for her beliefs. She didn't back down and say, hey, look, I'm going to preserve my seat here in Georgia. She lost it. And then she came back and fought and won it again. And then she was beat again by the election fraud. So let's think about throwing some of our support behind Cynthia McKinney just to keep our voice out there.
No, I hear you, and I'm looking at that. It's just so, I like Cynthia. She exposed the DynCorp child kidnapping rings, the trillions missing from the Pentagon. Just incredible information, and I know her. I've interviewed her. She's in with Ron Paul. She's in my film Matrix of Evil. Ron Paul and her are both in there. You know, the gun control and a few other stances she's in. Make it really hard for me to support her. I like a lot of Dennis Kucinich's ideas. He's now dropped out, but I don't like some of his ideas. Ron Paul and I were, you know, right together as constitutionalists. I know people are mad about Ron Paul and what's happened here. And I don't know how to explain it. He will lose. If he goes third party, he will lose that congressional seat. Now, I would probably be reckless. I would probably go for the third party, and I think he's got a shot. And frankly, I've been pulling for a third party and not this broker convention business. It's only good in close races. So, but I understand why. He's staying in the presidential race. Something could happen with McCain. Scandals could come out. They already are. And then it could just be Ron Paul and Huckabee. Or Huckabee could drop out. Who knows what's going to happen? He had some good showings in quite a few states. Last night, Ron Paul did. It's just things don't look very good on the presidential run within the party. And so I've tried to break that down as best I can. But we're taking your calls. We're taking your views on this. We want to hear what you have to say. Mark in Boise, Idaho, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. This is my first-time caller.
Welcome.
Hi. I want to say that Ron Paul had an excellent idea for civil liberties when it came to law enforcement. Personal experience with a civil liberties violation, both difficulties on both sides, which is why I came up with an idea of how to create video evidence. I wanted to share it briefly with your listeners. on how to use VHS tapes instead of computerized video software.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Well, what you do is you take one of the digital video cameras and you have a VCR connected to your TV, making sure everything works. You put in a VHS tape, about 2 hours worth. You pop in the AV cables to connect.
Okay, I understand all that. Get to it, please.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. Look, I'm not in a good mood today. I'm just going to tell you right now, sir. If you want to, they're laughing. I probably shouldn't do shows. I'm in a bad mood. I'm mad about the Ron Paul stuff, too, okay? I'm so mad that I probably shouldn't even be on the air right now, but I'm trying to be calm, trying to be nice, trying to be positive. If you want to put it together in an email, sir, send it to me. Put it on the message board on Infowars.com or something like that. That'll be great, okay? Thank you. Let's go ahead and jam in some more calls here. Let's talk to Carl in Montreal, Canada. You're on the air, Carl. Go ahead.
Is this me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, it's Mitchell in Texas. I was just going to ask you about what's going on about the John McCain not having been born in the United States and maybe not meeting.
Yeah, but that doesn't count if you're on a naval ship. His dad was a Navy admiral, and just because he was born in Panama doesn't then mean that he is not a U.S. citizen, because the State Department deals with those documents and it makes you a joint citizen.
I don't know the accuracy of what I'm getting, but I've been getting, from the U.S. Department website. It says, despite widespread popular belief, U.S. military installations abroad and U.S. diplomatic or consular facilities are not part of the U.S. within the meaning of the 14th Amendment. A child born on the premises of such a facility is not subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. and does not acquire U.S. citizenship by reason of birth. So I haven't pursued this myself. I was just wondering what you know about these types of issues.
Well, I know that may be the case now because they encourage diplomatic corps and others to have their children back in country. But I know there are a lot of people who were born in the military outside the country who are instantly U.S. citizens because their parents are U.S. citizens. But if they choose, they can then have dual citizenship with that nation. Okay, we'll come back and take more of the fun calls at 877-590-5525 after the news. Then all this great Willie Nelson news and a bunch of horrible police state news I got to cover as well. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.